When it comes to weight management, we tend to focus on what we eat, but Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. That's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Monday, September 6th holiday edition. Hope everybody had a great weekend and ready for another week of MLB DFS action. It's been a good one. Cubs have been carrying some offense. So have the Royals with Salvi, just home run after home run after home run. Tons of fun around baseball. Tons and tons of fun. About a month left to go. So live it up, folks. Enjoy it. You can find myself on Twitter at BDentric. Join us in the free Fantasy DGen Slack chat for some fun over there. Also check out my written content at rotoballer.com. Get ready, folks. NFL season is upon us. Become a premium NFL member. It gets you all the fan season-long and DFS content you can imagine at rotoballer.com. Right now, it's 50% off for the season. If you use promo code Bubba, B-U-B-B-A, you get an extra 10% off. So you can get the entire football season for 60% off. Highly recommend checking it out using promo code Bubba. Speaking about promo codes, go check out Prize Picks, everybody. DFS makes prop bets. Tons and tons of fun there. You make 2 to 5 bets per deal. You can do all sports. You can mix and match sports. They have tons of great stuff over there. When you're a first-time member at Prize Picks and you create your account, use promo code Bubba, B-U-B-B-A, for a first-time deposit bonus up to $100. So go check out prizepicks.com. Lots of good stuff there. Lastly, if you can go to iTunes, give a rating and review, I would really appreciate it for MLB DFS Quick Hits. Would help me out a ton. All right, 7 games on your holiday, starting at 1:05 Eastern, 10:05 Pacific. You also have about a handful of games later in the day. Come join us in the Slack chat if you want some news there. This is for the 7-game early slate. Mets Nationals total of 9, Jays Yankees 9.5, Tigers Pirates 8.5, Phillies Brewers 7.5. No total in Wrigley because it's Wrigley, and we're missing a couple other games as well. Pitchers on this slate: Zach Wheeler 10-1 at the Milwaukee Brewers, a very strong play. Wheeler coming off a bit of a hiccup, his last 3 out of his last 4 starts, to be honest. He's still going 6 innings in every single start, but giving up a few more runs. Strikeouts only 4 his last time previously to that, 6 Ks and 4 straight starts. So strikeouts are usually definitely there, and they should be there against the Milwaukee Brewers. A Brewers team that over the last month striking out 22% of the time versus righties. They are hitting 284 with the 121 ISO. But keep in mind, Willie Adames is now on the IL. Colton Wong is on paternity leave. So you have a couple holes in that lineup. It's still a pretty good lineup if you want to be a little hesitant there. So Wheeler is in play at 10-1. He's not my top play, but he is in play for sure. Chris Sale at $9,900. Really good play as well, coming off a 6-inning, 2-run. Only 3 Ks against Tampa Bay his last time out, which stings, but he threw 95 pitches. That's very, very important for me to see. Prior to that, 5 innings in each start, 2 runs or less, 5 Ks or more. Got you 20-plus points in all 3 starts. Could be a nice bounce-back spot coming here to Fenway to face the Tampa Bay Rays. A team that strikes at only 20% of the time versus lefties. They're hitting 287 with a 243 ISO and a 144 WRC+. So they're hitting lefties extremely well. They just faced Sale. It's kind of rubber meets the road. Do you think the elite Sale shows up? He can get to you about 100 pitches. Or do you think the Rays' bats stay hot versus left-handed pitching? That is the question, but Sale at 99 is intriguing as well. My top-priced option on this slate is Brandon Woodruff, $9,600 at home against the Philadelphia Phillies. Woodruff coming off back-to-back gyms at the Giants at home against Cincinnati. 6 innings in both starts, 1 run total, and 18 Ks over those 12 innings. Absolutely outstanding stuff there from Brandon Woodruff. And now he takes on a Philadelphia Phillies team that over the last month striking out a little over 21% of the time versus righties, hitting 225 with an 88 WRC+. If you're paying up at the pitcher's position tonight, give me some Brandon Woodruff at 9,600. So I rank it Woodruff, Wheeler, Sale for me, to be honest. But I don't mind any of them, but Woodruff would be my top dog at 9,600. Going down cheaper, though, my only other pitcher I really like tonight, Tarik Skubal, $7,800 at the Pittsburgh Pirates. Skubal, 5 innings, gave up 6 runs his last time out, did strike out 6, though. He had 6 or more Ks in 4 straight starts. He has, before the last hiccup, he had basically 20 or more points in 4 straight starts as well, going at least 5 innings in each start. Now you get a Pittsburgh Pirates team you know you can pick on here. Over the last month, they are striking out 23.3% of the time versus lefties, hitting 229 with a 170 ISO and an 80 WRC+. Keep the ball in the ballpark, Tariq Skubal. Things will be just fine. 5 to 6 innings or so at $7,800. All aboard that train. A lot of people will go to Sonny Gray. I prefer to stack against Sonny Gray, and I'll explain to that when we get to the bats. Taillon can be interesting, but I'm not getting in the way of Toronto. Chris Bubik would be the only other option I would look at going up against Baltimore. But Baltimore, because they strike out 26% of the time versus lefties in the last month, hitting 229, 137 ISO, 78 WRC plus. So if you are looking for one other cheap play, Chris Bubik should be my play at 6,500 at Baltimore. So my options for you: Woodruff, Wheeler, and Sale in that order if you're paying up. Skubal down below. Bubic if you really need to go down below that. All right, let's talk bats on this 7-game slate, which you'll have tons of them because they have tons of offense. And Salvi Perez up to $6,000 worth every single penny. He's hit 7 home runs over his last 10 games, driven in 20 over his last 10 games, hitting 333, averaging almost 16 DK points per game over his last 10 games. Gets the lefty Lowther, who might go 2 to 3 innings, then a Baltimore bullpen. Salvi's a phenomenal pay if you got $6,000 to play with tonight. If you want to be contrarian, Mike Zunino versus a lefty and Chris Sale at 47 is always very interesting. You got Gary Sanchez coming off a double dong game on Monday where he had a grand slam. He's at 43 if you want to ride that into a tournament. Or you go to Pedro Severino at 37, who loves hitting lefties. If you don't like Bubic, Severino at 37 is a good value as well. So you got some good options there unless you want to just punt the position. But Perez at 6K is very solid. Cheaper plays, though. Kirk at 33 went deep on Sunday. Just a great pure hitter. So like Kirk a bit as a value in his matchup at 3,300. And then your punts, your usual punt suspects. Like if Kirk isn't starting, Danny Jansen's 25. That's not a bad punt if you want to go that direction. Otherwise, check your lineups. There'll be a couple guys that show up here and there, especially on a day game situation there. But probably paying up for the most part at the catcher's position, which really, really is odd. First base, you got Schwarber versus Yarbrough, probably passing, but I get it if you want to. JTR is now first base and catcher eligible. That's interesting. But we're going to save some cash. You go to Joey Votto at 48 if you're stacking Cincinnati versus Steele. Steele's been sneaky good. I'm not getting in the way of Cincinnati, but that's an intriguing one. Pete Alonso is only 46 versus Patrick Corbin. The Mets are very, very much in play in this one. Alonso coming off a big 17-point game. He's put 7 or more in 4 straight games. And he just had a very, very good run here, hitting 342 over his last 10 games. Only 1 home run, but really, really swinging it well. $4,600 in a game. The Mets should make some thumping going on against Patrick Corbin at 46. If you want to go Washington against the Mets, Josh Bell versus Trevor Williams at 44 is quite intriguing as well. Yandy Diaz at 4K versus Sale if you're stacking against Sale, which I don't mind. Luke Voigt loves his lefties. He's 37 versus Hyunjin Ryu. But Bobby Dalbec at 35 will be popular for good reason with his power versus Yarbrough. If you're going back to the Cubs, which I plan on doing a bit against Sonny Gray, Frank Schwindel, who's just been an absolute monster, I've been playing all the time. He's still cheap. He's hitting 386 over his last 10 games with 6 home runs. He's only $3,300 versus Sonny Gray. So sign me up for that situation there with Frankie Schwindel. If you're looking for some cheaper options, though, you got a few here and there, like Jordan Luplow versus a lefty in Sale at 27 if you want to get real, real contrarian. Rowdy Tellez is 23 versus Zach Wheeler, or Daniel Vogelbach is 22 if you're going full YOLO. But for the most part, I'm going Schwindel as my cheapest option on this slate. Second base, Whit Merrifield's 53, and that is an outstanding play versus Lowther. Simeon had a huge weekend going up against the A's. The walk-off home run on Friday, big home run on Sunday. He's 5,100, like that one a ton as well. So Whit and Simeon, both worth the price. If I have to pick just one, I want Whit. Both really good plays, though. Going down below 5K, though, Javi Baez heating up, folks. Really, really heating up. Hitting 324 over his last 10 games, 36-0, 21-9 over his last 4. He's hit safely in 8 of his last 10 games with double digits in 5 of those 10. He's 45 going up against Patrick Corbin. He's got some good career history versus Corbin as well. And Baez is second base shortstop eligible at 45. You got Jonathan India at 44. He checks the boxes as well. I'd rather have Baez to be personal about it, but India's in play. But Johnny VR is well at 41, hitting towards the top of that Mets lineup right now, really hitting it well, hitting 447 over his last 10 games, averaging 13 points per game, 21-11, 15-16, 14 331 over his last 7 games. He's got 5 straight games in double digits. Really, he's hitting it well. He's stealing a couple bags here and there. Multi-hit games, leading off, second base, third base eligible at 41. Really strong play there for a little Johnny VR action. Going down cheaper, though, at the position, there's not a ton. Like Willie Castro at 3K against Detroit, maybe, if you need to, or against Pittsburgh. I'd rather have Harold Castro at 25, to be honest, if you want to go that direction. Jorge Mateo at 24 versus Bubic is a value if you want to go that direction. But for the most part, Probably sticking with that 4K and above range if we can. Third base, you know, Devers versus Yarbrough is fine at 63. No problem with that at all. Moose, if you're stacking, but Candelario's up to 48, which stings, but still a very good play. He's been crushing it. We've been using him a ton. He's a good play there at 4,800. Johnny Villar at 41. We got Yandy Diaz at 4K. Eugenio Suarez versus a lefty at 39. That's about all he's good for is a contrarian play versus a lefty in a tournament. Carter Keeban was 34. If you need to go there, I'd rather not. I'd rather go JD Davis at 3K personally. I know Davis isn't swinging it well at a buck 33 over his last 10, but he's got some good history versus Corbin. So if you want to be contrarian, you can go there. Not a must play by any means, but intriguing to say the least. At the least, but not a lot of punting outside of that. So like one of my cheapest plays would be probably Carter Keeboom at 34. Otherwise, we're about that 4K-ish range and above again. Shortstop, Wander Franco is now on base 35 games in a row. He's up to 55 hundo. You got Bo Bichette at 54, who's having a monster series in at home against Oakland as well. Lindor's heating up a bit. Mondesi, two more steals on Sunday. He's been super productive. He's got, since he's returned, he's got three straight double-digit games. Before that, he had like five straight. Like, he's a double-digit machine because he gets on, he steals bags. He's like, he's really solid in those regards. So he's 4,800. Lots of good stuff up here. Mondesi, Lindor, Bichette, Franco, all in play. Pick your poison when you're stacking it up. Otherwise, I'd probably honestly go Mondesi. Mondesi in cash because he's got the best matchup in that scenario. Otherwise, Baez at 45 if you want to save some more cash. He's second base shortstop eligible. Nicky Lopez is up to 3,900 bucks. Still a really solid play there for Kansas City. If you're fading steel, Kyle Farmer's only 33. That's a decent value. Gleyber Torres is back. He's 31. Still, you know, since he's returned, three games back, 0 for 4, 1 for 2, 2 for 4. He's put up 5 and 10 in his last two games. He's just not lighting the world on fire, but 3,100 going up against Ryu, not the worst thing you can do. That's for sure. Decent value in that scenario. Harold Castro, 25. Jorge Mateo, 24. So you got a couple value plays if you need them at the position. Heading to the outfield where you will find tons and tons of value, but also tons and tons of great plays. Juan Soto's up to 62. It was so laughable on Saturday. I said it in the Slack chat. Juan Soto was 4,400 bucks on Saturday. I know it was a doubleheader game, but that was ridiculous. Still put up like 11 points or something. That was just, if they're going to give you that discount, you just run with it. Bryce Harper at 61 is great, even though it's Woodruff. I like that as a contrarian angle, but Judge at 58 is outstanding. I think I'd rather have Soto to for a couple more, but Judge is in a great spot. So is Stanton at 54. Casty versus lefty at 53. But give me JD Martinez and his great past history versus Ryan Yarbrough at 5,200. JD's hitting 318 over his last 10 games. He went deep on Sunday. Hopefully a sign of things to come. Double digits in four of his last 10. But JD at 52 is not too shabby. You got Cedric Mullins at 51. He went deep on Sunday. If you're fading Woodruff, though, I mentioned Harper, who I love. Odubel Herrera is 48 as a contrarian play as well. Hunter Renfro versus a lefty. We love that kind of stuff around here, folks. He's got double-digit points in three of his last four games. Going up against Yarbrough at 46 is a really good look. Same with Rose Reina at 45. Love Yarbrough more, but both good looks. Josh Bell is first base and outfield eligible at 44, so that's a nice little way to pivot in and get some extra Bell exposure if you prefer, or Washington exposure, I should say. If you are using some Detroit versus Wilson, which is not a bad thing, I mentioned Candelario at 48. I mentioned Harold Castro. You got Haas if you want, but Grossman at 41 is a good value in his game. Brian Reynolds, grand slam on Sunday. If you are fading Scooble, Reynolds at 4K always checks the boxes for me. You got Ian Happ at 39, hitting in the middle of that Cubs order. If you're stacking the Cubs, it's a great value. Ortega leading off at 37 is not too shabby either. If you're going up against Gray, which I most likely will, if something changes, I'll talk about it in the Slack chat, so come there. But right now, I will have some Cubs exposure yet again. Akil Badu at 37, nice value versus Wilson if you're going that direction. Very, very good value at 3,700. Yadiel Hernandez likely starting against Trevor Williams. He's only 35, probably it's fifth or sixth. Lane Thomas at 34 leading off, so a couple nice cheaper Nats if you want to go there against Williams. Total's a 9 in that game. We want to target Corbin, that's for sure, but Williams ain't great either. So nice way to kind of pivot and be a little different if you want. Austin Hayes versus lefty at 33, but give me Lourdes Gurriel at 33. Really, really crushing it right now. Hitting 324 over his last 10 games, double digits in four straight. I've used him every day lately. So he's down to 3,300. I think he was 36 on Sunday. So enjoy some Gurriel at 33 versus Jameson Taillon as a nice value for you. Conforto swinging it well. Yes, he has dominated Patrick Corbin. I know it's lefty-lefty. He has crushed Patrick Corbin. And he's swinging a good bat right now, so it's like the best of both worlds. He's got double digits in four straight games. He's homered only in one of those, but 16-10, 16-16, really swinging it well. He actually has double digits in five of his last six and six of his last eight games right now. Conforto's swinging it well. He's got five career home runs off of Corbin. Conforto at 31 is an outstanding value on this slate. Edward Olivares, if he's in the Kansas City lineup at 3K, usually in the middle of that order against the lefty, not too shabby. Jason Hayward's 28 is a value versus Gray if you're going really deep with Chicago. Same with Kevin Pillar. If you're going really deep with the Mets, he's $2,800. He went deep on Sunday, loves hitting against the lefty, especially a lefty like PR. So you got that going for you. Derek Hill with Detroit at 27, depends if he's in the lineup or not. Cheaper plays. Michael A. Taylor was hitting fifth the other night versus a lefty, so keep an eye on him at $2,600. Versus Lowther, that's a really good look as well. Going down below 2,500 now, he might have a few more plays here on smaller slates. So there's not as many as usual, but nothing really standing out at this point in time. So we'll see what lineups come out, and we'll see what comes up. But it should be a fun slate, to say the least. Recapping your pitching for me up top, it's Woodruff, Wheeler, and Sale in that order, followed by Tarik Skubal at 78. And if you have to go cheaper, give me some Chris Bubich. If you're stacking it up, you can do Mets and Washington. I prefer the Mets side against Corbin. You know, Baez, Conforto are very much in play. You got Mr. Polar Bear, Big Meat Pete himself, and some other options there. So keep an eye on the Mets. But you can go Washington if you want with Soto and Bell and Yadiel and company. Kansas City versus Baltimore, love KC. Perez is expensive. I find with that. Whit Merrifield, but then like Taylor, Olivares, Mondesi is a great play. So you got some options there. Toronto and New York, you can stack it up for sure. Tampa Bay versus Boston is a very contrarian play. I prefer the Boston side in that one, but Tampa Bay is very, very much in play as well. Detroit, Pittsburgh, don't mind Detroit if you need to go that direction. And then like me some Cincinnati versus Steel is fine, but like me some Cubs versus Sonny Gray with Schwindel and Happ leading the way, and pick your poisons after that. So I'm going to be focusing on like the Mets and the Royals are my main stacks, followed by like the Cubs and a few others. We'll see what lineups look like on this early slate, folks. Don't forget, it locks at 1:05 p.m. Eastern, 10:05 a.m. Pacific time. 7-game early slate, and there's a couple 3-game slates scattered around there. If you have any questions, I'm on Twitter at BDentric. Hit me up in the Fantasy DGen Slack chat. It's free. I'll help you out there. Also, check out my written content at rotoballer.com. Monday, the premium values article for that main 7-game slate. If you want to become a premium member, use promo code Bubba, B-U-B-B-A, to get an extra 10% off any package of your choice over there. And check out prizepicks.com, prizepicks in your app store. Create an account over there. You make 2 to 5 bets, mix and match sports, whatever you want, prop bets at their best. Create an account and get a first-time deposit match up to $100 by using promo code Bubba, B-U-B-B-A. But that'll do it, folks. 7 games on your Monday. Big full slate on Tuesday. I'll be back with you guys then. But for now, this is your MLB DFS Quick Hits Monday, September 6th edition. I'm out.
This is Sean Grain from the Sports Gambling Podcast, and in case you didn't know, the show you're listening to right now, as well as my show, the Sports Gambling Podcast, is part of the Blue Wire Podcast Network. Blue Wire was founded in 2018 on the concept that independent podcasts would be more successful if they worked together. Today, Blue Wire has grown to feature 300 shows led by former athletes, media professionals, and passionate fans, plus guys like me who just love betting on sports. Over the past few years, Blue Wire has privately raised over $10 million to expand their team, podcast network, and business operations. Now they are raising another round on WeFunder. WeFunder is a crowdfunding source that connects startups with investors. It's a cool platform that gives everyone the opportunity to be part of a growing startup. You can invest for as little as $100. In other words, you don't have to be a millionaire to invest in cool companies on WeFunder. I can vouch for Sports Gambling Podcast and our Sports Gambling Podcast Network. Our partnership with Blue Wire has really been vital to us growing. Kevin and his team do tremendous work over there. So Blue Wire is raising money to expand their sales team and improve operations, which in turn will help this show and many like them continue to grow. If you'd like to be part of the Blue Wire investment round or want to find out more information, go to wefunder.com/bluewire.